Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Thank you for calling in for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I am co-hosting this evening with, well, every evening, with my handsome, enlightened king. Chris, say what's good to the family.
What's good to the family? This is Chris Enlightened. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we're winning now.
So, fam, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. I'm actually going to let Chris talk about a little bit about what we're talking about, why I check on what's going on with our technical difficulties. We appreciate your patience.
We have two of the most influential people that I've come across in my entire life. We have Dr. Mitchell Gibson and his lovely wife, Kathy Atara Gibson, on the show tonight. And we're going to be going in on twin flames, soulmates, destiny pairs, and just love in general. And it's going to be one of the best shows that I've ever been a part of.
Yes, yes, yes. So, family, we are going to have the Masters on later today. If you don't know who the Masters are, you need to get out there and do some research. We're going to have a brief, very brief discussion with Dr. Mitchell Gibson and Asaria Kathy Gibson. They're going to be coming on a little later. So we do want to announce that we will not be taking any questions during this show. I know that that is probably not what everyone was looking forward to, and I apologize, but we want to respect the Master's time because they're extremely busy and they have, you know, things that they need to tend to. But they were gracious enough to bless us with a small amount of their time tonight. So, we're going to talk about what we like to talk about in the beginning of the show, because that's what we do every show. First off, I want to thank everyone for tuning in at a time that we normally don't air at. We're usually on at 9 p.m., but we made an exception tonight to come on at 6 o'clock. So thank you for that.
Of course. I appreciate all the love, family.
Yes, yes, yes. So, the technical difficulties kind of threw me for a loop, but I'm good now. So, our weekend. We were snowed in.
And the snow touched the lower part of my knee. I helped a neighbor out from being stuck. It was just, you know, it was nice and warm one day. The next day, blanketed with snow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy out there. So we were pretty much just we were snowed in. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't go anywhere. And it kind of came out of nowhere. It was, I think, before the snow, it had got up to like what 60 something degrees.
The next day in the team.
Yeah.
So when you have your twin flame with you, it's all good.
Yeah. You can keep that side.
Yeah, we got that castle fire. We don't need no
walls. All right, so tonight, just some of the topics that we're going to be covering. Well, first we're going to speak with the masters, and we're going to talk a little bit about twin flames, soulmates, and destiny pairs, as well as discussing a book that the master recently put out called Destiny Pairs, Soulmates, The Secret. And a little later, we'll go in on the meaning behind twin flames, soulmates, and destiny pairs, how to define your relationships, can your relationship be detrimental to your soul's purpose, the power of instant attraction, advantages, disadvantages of finding your mate, and, of course, again, the special appearance by our beloved masters. So, I guess we should talk a little bit about, for the people who don't know, I don't know why they don't know, but let's just say they don't know. Because, you know, if you listen to Twin Flame Radio every Monday night, I don't think we've ever had a show where we didn't mention the masters.
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have. You know, it's like, it has to come up.
One reason why we have a show, me and the Fine Queen got together and we said, you know what? They're winning. Let's implement what they're doing on a small level until we could amass all the winning they have. And that was the premise of Twin Flame Radio. I listened to the master for years and I was like, you know what? He's dropping a lot of spiritual battles. Let me drop some crumbs. Let me drop some crumbs. And people love my crumbs. So you're definitely going to feast off of this, wow, off of this knowledge.
Yes, definitely.
And Mother is just, she gives you a spiritual hug with her words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like caresses you. It cradles you. I've never been verbally coddled by anyone's vernacular before until I met Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Verbally coddled.
Definitely. So we have been following the masters for some years now, and there's not a lot that we probably don't know about them, but, you know, because our listeners, you know, hear us talking about them, they may not really get a full understanding of who they are. We tell you to Google them, we tell you to look them up, but if you haven't, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Audio is breaking up.
Audio is breaking up?
Okay, great. If you still are having a hard time hearing us, please send Chris or myself a message and let us know. Unfortunately, we are having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk, but we are not going to allow that to stop us. We're going to keep going. So let's give a rundown, just share some information about the masters and who they are. Dr. Mitchell Gibson is a board-certified forensic psychiatrist, writer, director, artist, software developer, public speaker, radio host, television producer, husband, father, spiritual teacher, CEO, and co-owner of Tybro.com. Dr. Gibson received his medical degree at the age of 25 from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He then completed his residency training at the Albert Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia. During his last year of residency, he served as chief resident in psychiatry and received the Albert Einstein Foundation Research Award for his work in sleep disorders. Dr. Gibson is a former chief of staff at the East Valley Camelback Hospital in Mesa, Arizona. Dr. Gibson has been listed among the top doctors in Arizona in Phoenix Magazine on several occasions. He has been listed three times one of the best doctors in America through the listing of Woodward and White. Dr. Gibson received the first of his three major spiritual initiations from Sri Mataji Indira Devi, who he affectionately calls Ma. This was back in 1994. At that time, he was granted clairvoyant vision, knowledge of the soul, and heightened intuitive healing abilities. Dr. Gibson has since then lectured extensively throughout the world as a noted public speaker on various topics, including knowledge of the soul, astrology, the spiritual causes of mental illness, human potential, cosmobiology, art, and creativity enhancement. In 2005, Dr. Gibson left the traditional practice of medicine after he began experiencing what he now calls enlightenment. He has been practicing meditation for more than 25 years, and back in August of 2003, he began to experience a state of consciousness called samadhi. Samadhi is recognized as a state of bliss and expanded consciousness that accompanies prolonged meditative practices. Asaria Kathy Gibson grew up as a Baptist preacher's daughter and an All-American athlete and progressed into a spiritual leader and enlightened master. In 1995, Kathy had a close encounter with the Creator that changed the trajectory of her belief system and sent her down the path of spirituality. This contrast to her Christian upbringing as a preacher's daughter gives her powerful emotional intelligence. Kathy Gibson has over three decades of experience as a corporate executive and is now president and co-owner of Tibro.com. She is an author, audio artist, public speaker, radio host, television producer, mother, wife, and spiritual teacher. Kathy and her husband, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, have created a variety of spiritual and wellness tools that have helped thousands of people create truly miraculous events in their lives. We're going to share more detailed information on how you can listen to the Masters radio show, YouTube videos, and, of course, their website to learn about all of their captivating tools and practices. But for right now, one of the things that we want to focus on is the body of work that they put out as far as their books. So just to kind of give you a rundown of some of their books, we have The Human Body of Light, Your Immortal Body of Light, The Living Soul, Signs of Mental Illness, Signs of Psychic and Spiritual Abilities, 9 Insights for a Happy and Successful Life. One of my personal favorites, The First Darkness. I'm waiting for The First Darkness to turn into a movie. I love that book.
If there's any book, I suggest them all. But if you need to find mother and father, get The First Darkness. It's a jewel. It's literally one of the best books that I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes,
I definitely would have to agree with that. And, of course, Mother has written as well. She has her book, Asaria, A Preacher's Daughter Becomes a Spiritual Master, and her newest book, Inspirations Within Reach. But the book that is causing a lot of commotion, a lot of excitement, a lot of stirring up the pot is this new book that has recently dropped called Destiny Pairs Soulmate, The Secrets. And with that, I'm going to see if the masters are ready to come on. If you are, please hit number one and I'll bring you on the line.
Okay, there we go.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Masters.
Greetings.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Divine Queen. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Divine Queen. Hi, Chris and Lightning. How are you?
We're doing well.
We're doing fantastic.
Good.
How are you?
We're good.
Doing good. Doing
good.
I just woke up from my daily nap.
I'm sorry to bother you, Father. Oh, man. It's going to be a good one.
No. We're good. We're looking forward to this time.
Great. We want to thank you again for, you know, just blessing us with your time. We know that you're both very busy, and we are so excited for our listeners to hear about you and to hear about your books and the information that you're going to bring to the subject of destiny pairs, soulmates, and twin flames.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a subject that we actually talk a lot about. We have had radio shows on it before. We've talked to actually on another radio show before about destiny pairs. We, of course, just came out with the new book on destiny pairs and soulmates, and we actually have done a television show on the subject as well. So we do a lot of talking about this particular subject because we know that a lot of people are out there looking for love. They're trying to find their purpose, and they're trying to find that person to have that experience with if they're lucky enough or get blessed enough to find that person.
Mm. Yes. I know that Chris and I are very fortunate. We, you know, call ourselves Twin Flame. You know, that's why we called the radio show Twin Flame Radio, because we've always felt that we were, you know, kind of different from other couples that we met until, you know, we've met some other of our spiritual families.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that really has baffled me was the distinction between destiny pairs and soulmate. Could either of you two elaborate on that more, the difference between the two?
Well, when you look at a person, and actually you look at a person's soul, it is an entity that is created as part of a family. And in the soul family, we have a number of different types of relatives. We have, in the physical family, we have brothers and sisters, we have cousins, aunts and uncles. And the thing is not that different than what happens in the soul itself. In the soul, we have we have people who are closer to us as like family members, as people who are dark souls who are in our family. They're the type of people in the family that are destined just to try to hurt you, just like in the physical family. Everybody has that in the physical family as well as in the soul family. The destiny pairing is the closest and the most highly evolved aspect of your family that you can have a relationship with.
Wow.
And the light pairing is second to that. So your soulmate actually comes in a lot of different flavors, not just one.
Okay.
So I have an interesting question. This is a question that gets posed to me and Chris a lot, is how would someone know who their soulmate or their destiny pair would be?
Well, if you look at the world, there's about 7.5 billion people in the world. But in any one lifetime, you're only going to meet a very tiny percentage of those people. And that percentage, that part of the world's population, tends to be people that you're related to spiritually. Anyone that you actually end up touching or hugging or getting into a relationship on a regular basis with is part of your soul family. And within that grouping of people, the people that you become closest to, that you have sex with, that you date, those people are part of the intimate aspect of your soul family. And the closer you get to a person, the more intimately connected they are to you in your soul family.
Then you just have to look at, what does that person bring into your life? Are they bringing you a lot of chaos and negativity, financial problems, problems related to intimacy or going out on that person? Or are they someone who's going to bring you positive things and help you build something together? You can tell what aspect of that soul family that member is when you look at the things that they bring into your life. So you can have a soulmate that's going to bring you negative things, but you're very attracted to that person. You're going to be attracted to both people. But one's going to bring positive things and one's going to bring negative things. That's probably the easiest way for you to figure out what part of the light that soul family member is going toward. Are they closest to the light where they're going to bring you more sephirotic and positive things, or are they farther away from the light where they don't want to really do anything positive, they just like to embrace darkness?
That is an excellent description.
Thank you. So essentially, it's finding your destiny pair, the purpose of finding them to help you evolve and grow spiritually?
Actually, yes. Very good. Very good. But remember, if you go out and search for a destiny pair, you're not likely to find them, because it's more of a gift than anything. It is a gift related to the choices that you make in life, how you live your life, how you treated other people. And if the gods and the creator decide that you're going to actually meet that person, they can decide that you can look as long as you like, but if you haven't made the right choices and come into their favor, they won't let you meet, even though that person might live 10 miles away from you. It is a gift.
It is a gift, and it's also you're probably going to meet 75% of your soul family that goes toward the dark. It's more difficult to meet the 25% of the soul family that's going toward the light. So it's a difficult thing to actually come into contact with someone who's actually going to be a beneficial part of your destiny pair.
Okay, so that leads me to another interesting question. Is it possible that you can, that one of the destiny pairs can evolve without the other?
They can, but they evolve better together.
Okay. You know, Master, I recall a while back you posted a picture on social media of yourself when you were younger, and I thought it was so funny because you captioned it something along the lines of, if I could tell this young man something, anything, it would be to find Kathy. And
yep,
I thought that was so adorable. Do you believe that we can wrongfully impact our relationships by beginning them at the wrong time, even if it is with our destiny pair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I say that when I look back at my life, there's two phases of my life: before I met my soulmate, Kathy, and after. Even though I was a doctor, made plenty of money, traveled the world, it is nothing like meeting her and getting my life going with her. Nothing at all.
If there was one thing you can implore someone to do to get their consciousness and just get themselves together before finding their destiny pair, twin flame, or soulmate, what would that one thing be?
I would honestly say that morality is probably the best thing you can take care of. You've got to stop lying. You've got to be as honest a person as you can be. So you don't deceive anyone, you don't curse, you don't drink, you don't lie. You almost have to become somebody that, if you're not already doing it, you have to become a person that you don't know, the highest version of yourself. And that opens that door.
Okay.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I know that you only have a short time to spend with us. If this is running over, you can let us know. But, you know, if you're able to stay on, we would love that, of course. But we understand if you have to go.
Yeah, we're good with this. It's a book that teaches you how to get in touch with your soulmate, what you need to do. There are rituals and spells inside the book that can help you get in touch with your soulmate and understand what the soulmate family is. And I'm really proud of how it came out, and it's certainly not just a regular book, but it's in many ways a gift that can help people do that.
Definitely.
We really appreciate you having us on.
Oh, we definitely appreciate you coming on. It's been an honor, and we look forward to speaking with you guys again.
In March.
Especially in March.
Well, Divine Queen, let me leave you with this. If your audience can look at your soul family as a whole, but looking down at your soul family, which is basically looking at your life, if you live a righteous life, then you're going to find a way, or the soul's going to find a way to meet the higher aspects of itself. And so if you're trying to find your true soulmate and you want to have a happy life, then your life has to be reflective of that which you want. You just can't say, I want this, and your life doesn't reflect back that which you want. So if you look at your life, you're looking down at it, then be the highest aspect of yourself, and then you will attract that other high aspect of your own soul family.
That was an amazing jewel. I hope the family heard that. I hope the family took notes on that.
They need to.
Thank you so much for having
us.
All
right, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Keep
love
up
you
the great
both.
Work.
Thank you.
Thank
all right.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Okay, family. So you heard it there.
I'm speechless.
I mean, what can you say? Those were some great jewels, some great information that they shared. A lot of good insight on how to, you know, for the people who are wanting to find their soulmate, wanting to find their destiny pair, for the people who need an understanding of what it is and what it means and what it has to do with your soul's purpose and evolvement, you know, it was just summed up very nicely.
You know, one thing about masters is they're masterful in all aspects of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them a question, they give you a masterful answer. You look at them, they speak in a masterful way. And I'm just really honored to even be associated or affiliated with them in any way possible. They've helped change my life. The template that was given to me on what life was it had so many errors in it. But the masters have given me a cross-functional template that goes in many ways that's comprised of nothing but love and joy.
Mm-hmm.
I see reality different. I see challenges different. I see the errors in other people different. The consciousness of my brothers, sisters, fellow men and women, when they make mistakes, I don't get upset with them. I understand that they're operating from their level of understanding. And that's okay, because through the teachings of the masters, all the books, all the tools, all the lectures, all the courses and classes that I've taken, I've learned that it's best to be indifferent to anything outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not growing spiritually, throw it away. You don't need it. You don't need it. So if you haven't looked up Dr. Mitchell Gibson and Kathy Gibson, Google them.
So I'm going to give the fam, I'm going to give them a jewel of my own.
Go ahead, man.
And it's pretty much just letting them know how they can find out more information about the masters. So if you'd like to learn more about the masters, the first thing you can do, one of the best things that I would suggest to do first, is to call into their radio show, the Mitch and Kathy show, sorry. This show airs every Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern on KCAA, and that website address is podcast.kcaastreaming.com/Mitch/. So please check that out. They will have a show on Tuesday. They do a lot of open mic calls, so if you have any questions that have to deal with the supernatural, any spirituality, consciousness.
What other master do you know that you could have on speed dial every Tuesday for one full hour? Any question that you want. You know, I've done a lot of things in my younger life that was just like a backpack on my spiritual growth. And I was able to release that through them. And they helped me overcome all that spiritual baggage that I adopted. I mean, there's so many ways that they can help you. It's ridiculous. But it's up to you to make the choice to listen to them, follow them, and learn from them more than anything. Learn from them. And you discern what works for you. Me personally, I'm like a funnel. I like to get it all. Without any filter, I accept. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. In the beginning, I was a little, not skeptical, but I've never had anyone challenge me mentally like this. I mean, the boundaries of my paradigm was broken down. I was thrown into this weird paradox, and then I was brought back to life, like, whoa. And I had to change my name from Christopher Huffman to Chris Enlighten, because I just see things differently now. You know, I don't worry about anything but winning.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, definitely check out their show every Tuesday, 6 o'clock Eastern. You can also follow Master Gibson on Instagram. He's on there by his name of Mitchell underscore Gibson at, I'm sorry, Mitchell underscore Gibson 8999. And as well as all of the laundry list of things that I named for the both of them, they also are YouTube sensations. So you will want to find him on YouTube under his name of Mitchell Gibson. And a couple more things. You want to go to their website. If you want to learn more about the phenomenal spiritual tools that they designed to help elevate your consciousness, you want to check out their website, tybro.com. That's T-Y-B-R-O.com. On there you can find a myriad of different tools ranging from text to attunements to books.
Downloads,
medallions,
magic.
Just you name it, it's there. Chris and I have been on the spiritual journey for a while, and we have never come across anything the way that we have when we went to tybro.com. There's just so many different tools out there to help you elevate, to help you grow spiritually, to help you advance, and it has been nothing but, you know, miracles for us.
One of the secret jewels that a lot of people aren't aware of is this. Simply reading the words of someone that's enlightened or a spiritual master will elevate your consciousness. It's going to raise your vibration. You're going to read things that wasn't in your mind before. And when you introduce divine light through literature like that, it changes you. It might not change you instantly, but those seeds of wisdom will grow. They'll grow in your subconscious mind, and it will manifest through your actions. You'll start changing. You'll start being more sensitive, loving, and you'll become like a spiritual warrior out here. The things that once bother you won't even be on your radar anymore. And that's the type of things that Mother and Father, Dr. Mitchell Gibson and Kathy Gibson, has bestowed upon this earth. Bestowed.
Bestowed. Yes, and as you heard, we affectionately call them Mother and Father because they have played that role where they give so much of themselves, they love so much, they care so much, that they do it in a form of a true parent that would do for their children. So we address them as such. But, okay, so second half of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to get it started?
Sure.
All right. So let's go in on, you know, we get this a lot, you know, because, you know, people call us twin flames or call us soulmates,
mm-hmm.
Things of that nature. So we always get people that ask us, you know, how do you know you've met your twin flame? How do you know you've met your soulmate? And we heard the masters give like a great, you know, summation of what that is, but would you like to offer any insight on that?
Sure. If you're under 21, everyone new that you meet is going to make you feel titillating inside.
That's facts.
But when you're over 30 and you meet someone and you ask them some questions and those questions go in line with your desires and the things you want, then they can be a candidate. But the only way to truly know if this person is my soulmate, twin flame, destiny pair is time.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to be consistent. That's how I know what I have with my wife is real, is because we've been consistent. I've been consistent, an amazing husband. She's been consistent, an amazing wife over the course of years. You know, our daughter's 22. It's been consistent bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to the point where I'm like, it's over. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're going to have your challenges in your relationship. But you know you found someone really important when your love for them overrides your carnal desires. When you can put your carnal desires aside and say, listen, I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt this woman, this man, you know you found something special. And when it's reflected,
mm-hmm.
they have to feel the same way about you too.
Exactly.
If you're treating them with love and respect, honor, decency, and they're not, they may not feel as if you're their twin flame.
So you have to choose good first off. Don't think about you're going to make someone into anything. I came to the table right. She came to my table right. And then we was able to feast off each other's love. But if the person's not right and you're not choosing good, you're wasting time.
I would also say that, you know, that person has to make you a better person. You can, you know, you have to be a good person anyway. To, you know, like you said, you have to come to the table with something. But you have to be able to grow with that person. If you're not growing with that person, if you're still doing the same things that you were doing when you first met, not doing any, not growing progressively, not evolving, not traveling, not, you know,
winning,
just not doing anything. If you're still sitting on the couch eating Doritos like you did on your first date, probably not the one.
Yeah, you're probably not the one. You know, one thing that we try to do, me and my wife, and this is just something we do, is there wasn't a template. The level of love that we have for each other was we didn't see that growing up. We created our own reality of what love is.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do to each other is outlove each other. I put her first, and she puts me first, and then we both win. As long as she has my back and I have hers, we're winning. Neither one of us are running the relationship. We're running it together. We have everything in one, like, nucleus.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, oh, that's yours, oh, that's mine. If I have something, she asked because she's just a sweet, decent person like that.
Facts.
But she already knows. You can just bite it if you want it. Bite it if you want it.
Yes.
And you got to have fun.
I was just about to lead
Go
up
ahead,
to that.
Go ahead,
man. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have to have fun with a person. You know, one of the greatest, you know, emotions in the world outside of love is joy, you know, and I just don't think that love would exist without joy. So you got to have fun with a person. You got to know how to let things go. You know, you shouldn't be arguing all the time. You shouldn't be fighting. You shouldn't be doing things that is going to set you back or hold you back. So you want to always make sure that you're having fun with someone. You want to make sure that you are, you know, just laughing at each other. Me and Chris laugh at each other all day. Well, I think I do most of the laughing. But we laugh at each other all day long.
All day long. That's what we always do. And that's one thing that attracted my wife to me. She thought I was funny.
I did.
Yeah, everyone thought I was funny. But she used to have the gut-busting laughter. And I would love to look into her big brown eyes, knowing that it was me that made her feel good like that. You know, yes, she was laughing at me, but, you know, I enjoyed it too.
So a lot of people want to know, like, how do they define their relationships? We get a lot of people that reach out to us for relationship counseling, for relationship help, and they want to know, you know, how to know if a relationship is going somewhere or not.
You know, one thing that I measure that on is the amount of progress you've made with that person. It doesn't even have to be financially. Sometimes we carry spiritual baggage or relationship baggage and from one relationship to the next. If you leave a relationship for a reason, you're arguing, you're fighting and all this stuff, you get a brand new relationship and you see those reoccurring traits manifesting in your new relationship. If you really think the person you're with is worth it, you're going to have to address it. You're going to have to address your shortcomings. Let the person know, listen, this is where I am. This is the issues I have. Let's work on it together. Bear with me. I really see something deep within you. I think we can make it to the mountaintop, baby. I know we're going to do it together. But I got these shortcomings. Are you willing to work with those? A lot of people don't like to bring up their shortcomings. They like to mask them, and then when it happens, they blow up.
Yeah.
So if you're in a relationship with someone and they do something you don't like, let them know right then, not later on that day, right then.
Right then.
I don't like this. This makes me feel like this. I would never do this to you. Please
mm-hmm.
don't do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight for yourself because no one else will.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that in our relationship. There's things we both done to each other, And you was like, baby, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? And I'm going to work at that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen overnight. Simply putting the toilet seat down was an issue for us in the beginning. When's the last time you had seen a toilet seat up?
It's been years. It's probably been over a decade.
Because I worked at it.
Decades.
Because I worked at it.
You did, and I appreciate that.
Everything you bring to my plate that you don't like, I look at our relationship like a Thanksgiving dinner. If I burn the cauliflower, you like, I don't want that cauliflower. I like my cauliflower like this. The next time the cauliflower comes up, I'm going to make sure it's how you like it. That's how your relationship should be. It's not about the person trying to change you. The person on the other side giving you instructions or guidance is trying to grow as well. And they usually see the better part of you. They're trying to help you out as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a partner that's trying to make you do things that are completely outside of your character, stand up for yourself and say, I don't like this. If you can't deal with this, well, maybe you're not the one for me. I don't care what it is. I like to wash. I like when my wife washes the dishes with their left hand. It's like, man, as long as they get washed, we win it, right? Left hand. Well, you're not the right. You're not the one for me.
Left hand, Chris.
Left hand. I like to switch counterclockwise with my right, personally.
So I like to let people know that, you know, depending upon the choices that you make, especially depending upon the people that you invite into your life, this can be detrimental to your consciousness. This can be detrimental to your growth. Mainly just because being with the wrong person can take you off course. It can put you on a different path than what you were meant for. It can set you back in ways that, you know, what was originally mapped out for you has now been detoured, and now you're going down another route. You know, situations that could have simply just been avoided had you overlooked, you know, that maybe that instant attraction.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I like to do, that I like to tell people that spend time with me to do a consultation, I ask them to define what type of relationship that they want. Don't just freestyle your relationship. Really map it out in your mind what type of relationship that you like to have or you aspire to have. Then go out on the internet and find someone that has similar qualities in a relationship. Let's just say Will and Jada Smith.
I think they're a great example.
Mm-hmm. You can mirror what they're doing on a small level until you master it and create their own. There's nothing wrong with taking someone else's template and shaping it to meet your needs. They're always loving. They're always happy. They have their shortcomings. They've gone through some things.
Issues, yeah.
Every relationship goes through something.
Every relationship.
As long as you're not being disrespected or being forced to do anything outside of your character, I'd say you're winning. But I do want to tell the people this. I've been with my wife 24 years, and I'm still learning new things about her. But I will tell you this, the longer you're together, the sweeter it gets.
Yeah.
The sweeter it gets.
Mm-hmm.
A relationship is like a ripe fruit. If you bite into it too early, it's nasty.
It's bitter.
It's bitter. A lot of people have bitter emotions because they believe, okay, we're married, we say that I do, and then magically you're going to have this Shangri-La relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that, family.
Part of a relationship is getting to know the other person, getting to know who they are, because in every relationship, no matter if it's a intimate relationship, a work relationship, a friendship, you get to know what that person wants you to know. And once there's a certain level of comfort that has been accomplished, then the mask comes off. And then you start seeing things about the person that maybe you didn't know about originally.
Mm-hmm.
And you either grow to love it, or you grow to deal with it, or you grow to help them work through it.
You know, I agree with everything you said on that one, babe. One thing I do want the people to know, the family to know, is love is like a frequency. It's a current. It's a vibration. Love just doesn't come to you. Love flows through you. So if you're looking for love and not looking within to like bellow love out or spew love out of you, you're not going to attract the love that you want in your life. You know, during my consultations, one thing I always tell, because a lot of women, more women than men open up, because men for some reason don't like to talk about it with another man.
Why is that? You're a man. Why don't you explain, like, why do you think that is?
Because most men feel as if other men don't know what they're talking about. They feel as though what they're talking about. You know, me personally, I'm not going to another man other than the master to ask for advice or some type of professional. You know, we have it's challenging for us that because men are always taught to be strong and things like that. Men are always taught to be like, you know, you can handle it, you can do it. You know what I mean?
You know, I like the idea of power couples.
Mm.
So for me, a power couple is someone that not only is strong in their relationship, in their marriage or whatever, but a power couple usually has other things going on within the relationship. They have a business that's going on. They have other success stories that are going on within the foundation of their relationship. I like that you brought up Will and Jada Smith. I feel like they are what would be classified as a power couple. The Masters definitely would be classified as a power couple.
Definitely.
You know, I feel that we're a power couple.
Yeah, we're a power couple. You know, I realized that we were a power couple when people was coming to me like, man, you know, you just sitting there, y'all just chilling, and they're just drawn to us like, wow, you know. When we go places and people know that we're married,
mm-hmm.
we don't even be wearing our wedding bands. Nothing, you know, we don't be wearing our, because that doesn't define the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and when you're new, for about 12 years straight, I was wearing my ring, and that's cool. But I wear a lot of spiritual tools now.
Yeah.
And they clank up against my wedding band. And I'm not trying to have my tools clank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't allow, I guess we've always been a non-traditional couple, and so we just don't allow jewelry to define our unity.
You know, one thing about marriage is this. Marriage is basic. Once you're together with someone and things move seamless, you evolve beyond something that doesn't even have a word. I call it oneness. We're at a level of oneness. We say we married to give people a reference point or an idea of how to define who we are. But we have a certain level of oneness where no matter where I'm at, what I'm doing, she's always caught up in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time where she's not in the loop unless my phone's dead. But even then, we have a spiritual loop that we can tap into.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same dreams on the same night sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of oneness I'm talking about. Where we can be somewhere in a room, across the room, I can give her a look, and she knows what I'm talking about. I don't have to verbalize it. It's like we're synced through the pineal like animals do. You know, we have this telepathic frequency that we can tap into when we need. And we'll think of something, telepathically tell each other, 8 hours later, then bring it up. Like, you remember when I was, he was like, yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, I was thinking that too, man. It may be a day later, and it will just come up. That's the type of oneness that I would hope people will aspire to have. It's too easy to get out of relationships now. The reason why it's easy, because I don't know what the power is, but something doesn't want people to realize the joy that you can amass when you have someone. We come here, everything is balanced. Everything in our earthly domain is balanced. Frequencies, everything, good, bad, light, dark. When you have a perfect counterpart, you'll have a much more balanced life.
So how do you feel about the relationships that, let's say they started out on a romantic level and a business or some kind of empire was built within a relationship, only for the relationship to fail but the empire to still succeed?
Mm-hmm.
I look at that as, you know, it was possible that maybe there wasn't supposed to actually be an intimate relationship, that the reason why they were drawn together, the reason why they do so well together is because sometimes your soulmate doesn't have to be someone that you're intimate with. It could be someone that you're supposed to do business with. It could be a relative. It could be a best friend. It could be, you know, whatever. So what do you want to add on that?
Your soulmate could be a dog. Your soulmate could be your fish. It doesn't have to be always someone you're having sex with. You know, the distinguishing fact about a sex mate and a soulmate is this. When the relationship is based off of sex, that's a sex mate. But when the relationship is built and based in the foundation of off of a spiritual connection, it transcends any earthly act. Like, I love my wife now like I loved her when we first met when we was 15. I seen her, I was like, dang, what is her name? You know what I mean? And when I'm away from her, when I come home, I'm like, hey, the first thing I say is like, honey, I'm home. I do that. I'm that dude. Honey, I'm home. But I don't say honey. I say, hey, come and get it.
You don't say that. You did not say that.
What I say when I come home?
You be like, hey, babe, I'm home.
That's what I say. Hey, babe, I'm home.
You say it kind of.
I do say it sweeter, but I don't want to titillate the audience too much. I don't want to titillate the audience too much, babe.
So I think that a lot of people get caught up in that instant attraction. They meet someone, and because they're instantly attracted to this person and things seem to go well in the very beginning, it's one of those things where it's like, you like TV? I like TV too.
Yeah.
We soulmates.
You breathe? I breathe too. You blink? Oh, my God. Anything new is going to be exciting.
It is. And I think people, you know, get misguided by that because, you know, you may have had a run-in with, you know, because there's times where you meet someone and you just instantly know, no, you're not the one. No, we don't get along. No, this isn't going to work. And so when that little inkling of something that is positive comes along, we try to force it to work when maybe it isn't supposed to.
You know, my great aunt, peace and blessings be upon her, Emma Lou Lane, she told me something when I was a young man. I was like, not even a teenager yet. And she was always, you know, dropping jewels. And she always told me that a friend will last a lot longer than a lover would. So when most of my friends were just trying to sleep with as many women, I was trying to make as many female friends as I could because I enjoyed the company of women. I didn't have to sleep with them to enjoy their time. But I was more intrigued by women's minds. And when I met you, your thoughts, the way you would ponder about things, your dreams, I hadn't met anyone that was on that level at such a young age. And I was like, wow, that's how I think. I'm always thinking outside the box. I'm always coming up with hypothetical theories on things. And you are too? Wow. But at the same time, we would mask that part of ourselves to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you asked me, you was like, you know what? Do you feel different? And I looked at you and was like, baby, I feel like I'm an alien.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together ever since. We couldn't really define it because we didn't have the information, the knowledge, or the vernacular, or the lexicon to describe who we are today.
Right.
But we seen the light within us, within each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brought us together. Whatever light you have, whatever level of light that you have, seek that out in other people. But you can't be a dim light trying to attract a bright light.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a bright light,
you don't want a dim light. You got to match yourself. You got to match yourself. That's, you know, that's where the phrase perfect match comes from. You both have to be on that same level. It can't be one person is strong and the other is weak. One person can be stronger in a different area, but the other person has to still be strong.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about love all day. I'm still rolling.
I'm still jittery.
I'm the type of dude that prides myself on not getting nervous.
But it's something about Masters that does it to me every time. I'm going to recall the first time I met them in person. You know, I was thinking about it for weeks. I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. I get up in front of both of them.
All these smooth lines.
Yeah, all this smooth, all this smooth stuff. I get in front of both of them, and they smiled at me, Chris and Lighten, hey, Chris. And I said, you know what, Masters, I just feel like screaming. And they was like, let it out. And I screamed.
And you screamed loud.
They said let it out.
Well, I wasn't any better. I got up there and I had all the stuff that I was going to say.
You're sure you talked.
I got up there and I was just like, I forgot everything I was going to say.
Yeah.
And I had to go back. And because I remembered when I left, like, oh, yeah, I was going to say this. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about this. And so I had to go back and do it all over again. It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, when you're in the presence of greatness, it will make you just fall back. I don't care who you are, how confident you are. Chris and I are two very confident, very outspoken, very outgoing people. But when you're in the presence of someone and you witness the things that they can do and the things that they've helped you do, you can't help but to fall back.
You know, that's one thing that we don't see a lot in the Western world. We don't see divineness, true divineness, too often. When you come across it with that, when you meet that, when you see that within touching different distance, you want to drop down to your knees. You want to just hug them and touch them. You won't be able to stop smiling. You really, it's just a weird feeling. That's all I can say, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like meeting Santa Claus.
Santa!
When you're three.
I was going to say it.
Not at 43, but when you're three. I don't even see Santa Claus no more. I'm like, there you go. But when I was three, I was like, Santa, can I please sit on your lap? I've been good. Yeah, sorry.
He's silly. So I just want to I get the giggles out. I just want to remind the fam to please go to tybro.com. That's TYBRO.com. And definitely, definitely check out the new book offered by Master Gibson, Destiny Pairs, Soulmates, The Secrets. It's full of jewels, it's full of knowledge, it's full of magic, and it's full of spiritual practices that will help you to evolve to that next level that you've been desperately seeking for.
I want to give everyone a call to action, whether it's now or in the future. Go out, get the book, The First Darkness. If you don't like it, email me, let me know, I'll buy it off of you. Maybe.
I was going to say, don't do that because people lie.
Yeah, you're right. Just get the book.
That's why I don't let you talk a lot.
You're right. I got 40 good minutes in me, then I lose it. I got 40 good minutes and then I lose it. I really love that book.
It is a great book. But, yeah, like we said earlier, there are so many different spiritual tools. There's so many different things on there. Google the Master. Go on YouTube. Watch some videos. Follow him on Instagram. Learn as much as you can from the Masters. They have so much to give. And they don't have to do it, but they do it, and they do it freely. And it's just a blessing. So definitely take advantage of that. And read the book and let us know what you think about the book, because we're interested in your feedback in that as well. So we're going to go ahead and bring this show to a close. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I have nothing but love.
All right. You can say that for me then.
Ooh.
So, fam, we're going to go ahead and close out the show. Not sure what we're talking about next week. I want to apologize. I know I was going to do a reading show, but we had the solar eclipse earlier this month, and I think next week we have the lunar eclipse. So I think I'm going to save the reading show for the Chinese New Year.
Oh, that's a good one, babe. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Yes, I think that's what I'll do. We'll save it for then. So keep a, you know, just be on the lookout for that. You can follow Twin Flame on, we are under Twin Flame Radio, and also on Instagram as Twin Flame Radio. And you can, of course, always follow Chris and I as well. We're going to go ahead and close out the club. Close out the show. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Enlightened.
And we're sending you out with peace, love, and light.